The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to Cozy Cryptid. I'm your host, Tanner, and thank you for joining us today. On today's episode, we explore the rich history of the paranormal, otherworldly, and downright strange events happening in and around Chiapas, a state located on the Yucatan Peninsula in southern Mexico. From real sightings to those who have had run-ins with the Mexican Mothman, to stories of a half-man, half-goat creature, evidence that a race of giant humans once roamed through its forested lands. The rural state of Chiapas is full of wonder, if not hard proof. Yet. Werewolves in Chiapas documented. On April 10th, 2020, werewolves were reported in the town of Quiota in the state of Chiapas. Police were involved and claimed to have witnessed the creature that they describe as a half-man, half-wolf, standing over 6 feet tall. These creatures terrorized the town for several nights, often in small packs of three or four. One resident of the town even tweeted about the events as they occurred to update followers, both believers and skeptics alike. Warning shots rang out in the middle of the night just last April. People in Quiota were scared. The date was April 10th, 2020, and later that night, a police patrolman, known only as Alfonso, sent a text message to a member of his family. Alfonso and three other police officers responded to a call in the Barrio Nuevo part of the town of Quiota, in the Mexican state of Chiapas. For days, locals here and other neighborhoods had reported strange howling noises, signs of a strange creature. But this was the first time the police department got involved. According to Officer Alfonso's testimony, he and his three colleagues saw what was described as a man with wolf-like features, standing 2 meters tall, about 6.5 feet. All three of the officers saw the creature jump at a 2 meter high, which is again 6.5 feet fence, in a single leap, and also reported seeing it walk on rooftops. Apparently, a small town had been terrorized for over a week, and many townsfolk had seen two or three of these creatures together roaming through town in the middle of the night. Some believe that the strange wolf man beings came out from out of hiding from a nearby forest area surrounding Mayopac Mountain, an area designated as a protected ecological zone in 2016. Some people in the town theorized that the creature started to come into populated places because of the increased incursion into three local forest areas, which, although protected by the government, have been targeted for illegal farming and squatters taking up residence. A few people in town have said that they thought that these werewolves were not real creatures at all, but were rather forest spirits who were disturbed by the human intrusion. There were many other theories floating around during the first few weeks of April of 2020, and the situation became quite tense. Stories of strange sightings in and around the town of Coweta became known to the outside world first on Twitter. An account called Goodman, with a profile picture of a young Mexican man in a black mask, had a tweet from April 11th, 2020 that said this, translated from Spanish. I do not know if you knew this, but in Mexico, there's a whole town that has been sleepless for 2 nights because there's a werewolf. Coweta, Chiapas. COVID-19 will bring us bad things, but the werewolf in Coweta is on another level. People became interested. Local and state news agencies started to become curious, and eyewitness accounts popped up in the press. For several nights, people in various parts of the town of Coweta heard loud wolf-like howls and saw shadowy figures moving in the night. It got to the point where the local police told prisoners to light candles outside their homes to try to ward off the werewolf creatures. One witness claimed to see one of them jump a 9-foot wall. Another witness saw one on his roof in the morning, took pictures of the tracks left behind by the creature. A resident living on a small ranch outside of town claimed to have shot one of the creatures, but bullets did no harm, or he missed a shot, as some critics contend. Most eyewitness accounts, sightings of the Wolfman creatures are accompanied by a very foul smell. The masked Goodman sent off some other tweets elaborating on the situation. The creature one night went on a rampage in Coweta. In the surrounding area, he wrote, "There are three areas that are quite damaged by but Villa de Allende more. Surely, due to decreased mobility and habitat, it..." That being the werewolf, approached the urban area. Villa de Allende was declared a restricted forest zone in 1938 by Mexican President Lázaro Cárdenas. Today, its legal status is uncertain. Goodman then posted a small video clip. He said, it was for the analysis and opinion of Jaime Maussan. Maussan had become famous for decades throughout Mexico for his television shows on paranormal topics, with a specific interest in UFO research. Goodman's clips was one of many found throughout video sharing platforms such as YouTube, allegedly featuring the images and howls of this modern Mexican werewolf. Some of these clips are poorly crafted and are obviously hoaxes or perhaps practical jokes. As with other uncommon incidents, pranksters and fakers come out of the woodworks, post videos for clicks in hopes that their little 20-second gem will go viral and make them famous. This practice just makes it harder for the real researcher to sift through the footage to make sense out of it all and render an opinion based on evidence. Besides the idea of the Nogul discussed on the last episode, which are black dogs believed to be paranormal, at least an undiscovered species of wolf, ancestors of the Sioux tribes of Chiapas, tale of elemental spirits of the forest and surrounding natural areas that have been left pristine and uninhabited for generations. The pervasiveness of the indigenous Sioux culture in this area is a reason why so many people believe, whether early Sioux or not, suspect that the werewolf or werewolves in and around Coweta are manifestations of forest spirits that have somehow become restless or upset. Some believe that perhaps people of the town also conjure up the werewolf forest spirits themselves by thinking bad thoughts or by having ill intentions. Locals more inclined to believe in the forest spirit explanations told outsiders that the key to ending this werewolf terror is simple. Go to the forest and humbly ask forgiveness of any spirits who have felt harm done to them. There is another explanation for what happened in Kyoto besides those involving the ghouls, forest spirits, or actual werewolves. In an April 11th, 2020 interview with the newspaper, Alita Giapas, just adult psychotherapist, adult state Boniface, had another possible explanation. She claimed the town was experiencing a form of mass psychosis. The newspaper article, Dr. Boniface, said that because the town was facing the unknowns of the COVID-19 pandemic and the stressful restrictions of the Mexican government, Quédate en Casa, or stay at home order, the people of Quédate projected their fears and pulled something out of their collective imagination on which to focus. The psychotherapist further explained that this was generated by some stressed out people who would have been normally been asleep and awake and listening to nighttime sounds they normally never would have heard. Thus, a horrible monster was created in the minds of the people as a subconscious way to release fear and anxiety from the situation regarding the coronavirus. What are the tracks on the roof? What about the video and sound recordings? Were they pranks? What the projections or the results of manifestation of a creature from ancient indigenous past? For now, the town of Kyoto is quiet at night, with some people waiting anxiously for the werewolves to return. Hoya Chivo, the Goat Man of Mexico. On a warm August day, 2015, workers digging on the side of Highway 22 running through the Yucatan Peninsula spotted what appeared to be an animal carcass some 3 meters or 10 feet off on the shoulder of the road, possibly hit by a passing car. The laborers walked over to the dead animal. What they saw caused them to cease work immediately. Before them was partially buried dead creature that was unlike any animal they had ever seen. It was described as having the head of a bull, the hind legs of a horse, and a slender furry body. The features looked like it could have been part human. The workers left the area and contacted authorities in a nearby city. However, when investigators arrived at the scene a few hours later, all that remained was a heap of black fur and very little flesh of the creature. Certain people in the town told investigators that a simple, strange animal carcass had been found southwest of the city of Valladolid, where the body of the creature was taken to the police station for examination. While officials seemed puzzled, the local indigenous Maya knew that the creature was. They call it a Hoy Chivo. Name of the creature is a blend of Maya and Spanish. The word Hoya comes from the modern Yucatec Maya word Hue, which means a sorcerer or animal familiar. Decrypting ancient Maya hieroglyphs alongside associated pictographs. Word for a shape-shifting sorcerer, classic Mayan world 1500 years ago, was Huya. The second part of the name, Chivo, comes from Spanish, means goat. So essentially, the name of the Mexican cryptid means shape-shifting sorcerer goat. Say that again. Huya Chivo means shape-shifting sorcerer goat. That's pretty badass. Okay. Modern science sightings of this creature have been surprisingly uniform, with many unrelated people describing the exact same being. It stands and walks upright, is covered with thick black fur, has the torso of a human, the legs of a horse or goat, and the head of a goat. Its eyes are always red. It's been described as being anywhere from 4 feet tall to 6 feet tall. Its feet are not cloven, but more human-like and larger than humans. It has never been known to attack people, only the livestock and forest animals. The Hue Chivo has been blamed for many mysterious deaths of cattle, goats, and chickens throughout its range, which include the Mexican states of Campeche, Yucatan, and Chiapas. Along with the Pinton region of northern Guatemala and the jungle areas of Belize, this creature is nocturnal and usually prowls around after midnight. An examination of modern reports of sightings revealed that it has never been seen alive in the light of day. We have photos of dead bodies and samples of fur, but no Hue Chivo has been captured alive, and no extensive studies on alleged remains have been known to be done. Many people connected Hue Chivo to the Chupacabra, which is a relatively recent cryptid with slightly similar characteristics that we have covered on a previous episode of Cozy Cryptid. Others see similarities between the Hue Chivo and the Nogal, a dog-like creature that has also been connected to cryptid science in diverse areas of Mexico. In 2013, William May Amezquita, then 57 years old, told his Hue Chivo story to Yucatan-based news report service Reporteros Hue, which published in an article called "He Surely Saw a Hue Chivo." William saw the creature when he was a little boy in the 1960s. He grew up in the neighborhood of Zucalan in the city of Mérida, the capital of the Mexican state of Yucatan. Back then, the neighborhood was near the outskirts of town, and the local children would play in an area populated with caves near an old religious convent. Parents of the local children cautioned them to stay away from this area, especially at night, because there were strange creatures that had been witnessed by many townsfolk over many years. One night, William was walking on a deserted road near the old convent, and he heard something that seemed like the galloping of a horse. He turned around and came face to face with a bizarre animal heading towards him. It was what appeared to be an upright bull running down the road, like a man. William jumped into the brush on the side of the road to avoid being run over by the creature that just kept running down the road, oblivious to the boy's presence. When young William got home and related the frightening events to his parents, his mother told him they had an encounter with a Hue Chivo. There is a legend involving the Hue Chivo, legend dating back several generations on the Yucatan Peninsula. While obviously not factual, it is playing some of the lore surrounding this unique cryptid. In the legend, the Hue Chivo was once a young man living in Mérida, the capital of the Mexican state of Yucatan. He was intelligent and handsome and a very hard worker, with big goals and ambitions, but he was from a poor family. He got the eye of a beautiful young woman whose parents were merchants in the city and owned a large hacienda outside of town, stocked with lots of animals, mostly cows and goats. The young woman thought the man to be physically attractive, but told him that he was not from the right social class for her, and she needed to marry someone who was more fitting of her status. The young man, full of rage at being rebuffed, went into the jungle outside of town and screamed at the top of his lungs. In his wild anger, he called upon the devil. A flash of smoke and sulfur, the devil appeared and asked how he could be assistance. The young man told the devil that he would sell his soul to be around a young, beautiful young woman. He would do anything to spend his entire earthly life with this person, even at the expense of eternity. The devil said he would grant him his wish, and with a flourish, the prince of darkness turned the young man into a goat. The young man protested and told the devil that changing him into a goat was not part of the deal. devil corrected him, reminding the young man that all he wished for was to be around this beautiful woman for the rest of his life. He told the young man that he did not indeed follow through on his end of the bargain. He granted him his wish by turning him into a goat. If he joined the woman's goat herd on her family's hacienda, he would spend all his waking days on earth in the presence of the object of his affections. In a puff of smoke, the devil disappeared, left the angry young man standing there, now part goat and a part human anomaly. To this day, according to the legend, the supposed young man, now called the Hue Chivo, runs around in the darkness, killing small animals in fits of rage because he was tricked to living the rest of his life as a beast by the devil himself. Legends usually have their origins in truth. Perhaps the legend of the unworthy young man making a pact with the devil was created to explain an unknown creature as yet to be described by science. Without any physical evidence, we are left with eyewitness accounts from frightened individuals, taking out stories passed down through the generations, unexplained attacks on animals, and William's unique encounter more than 60 years ago. However, with general interest in cryptids garnering more interest, the legitimate scientific endeavor, perhaps this mystery of the Hue Chivo will soon be solved. Mexican Mothman sightings on the rise. January 2017, residents in Chiapas made several reports of a creature that appeared to resemble the Mothman cryptid. The story was covered by the ABC radio program La Voz de la Frontera, who interviewed a man who had seen this creature on many occasions going back 20 years. Two similar creatures have also been spotted in the same general area, the man bat and Lucuza, an owl-like creature. First known sightings of the Mothman cryptid came from the state of West Virginia, which we, by the way, we covered in early episodes of West Virginia, which is a very rural state with large swaths of uninhabited forest areas similar to Chiapas. It's been theorized that the sightings of a Mothman creature in the Mexican state either expanded its territory further south or the creature evolved in tandem during the same general period. Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Mallette were some of the first people to see the Mothman in West Virginia in November of 1966. The local news published the two couples' account. It's a large gray creature with its eyes glowed red when the car's headlights picked it up. They described it as a large flying man with 10-foot wings following a car while they were driving in an area outside of town known as the TNT area, which was the site of a former World War II munitions plant. Other people in West Virginia reported sightings of the creature, coincidental to a whole host of bad things happening around them, from missing dogs to bad television reception. Locals blamed the Mothman for December 15, 1967, collapse of the Silver Bridge, which caused the deaths of 46 people. The creature was immortalized in the 1970 book, The Mothman Prophecies, by John Keel. In 2002, the movie came out based loosely on the book, starring Richard Gere and Laura Linney. Some have argued that the West Virginia Mothman was really a gigantic crane, a bird that somehow went off its migratory route. Other researchers believe it is a true cryptid or a legendary creature previously unknown and undescribed by science. After all, scientists discover hundreds of new, previously unknown animals and insects every year. Perhaps this is merely an yet undiscovered member of the animal kingdom. Others point to a more otherworldly or supernatural explanation for the creature. But the Mothman has also been sighted in other parts of Mexico as well. On the June 19th, 2019 episode of the Mexican Paranormal YouTube show, Insolita Experience, which translates to Unusual Experience, host Juan Nimbagas played an interesting audio track recording in the wilderness outside of Mescalali. Sounds were taped by paranormal investigator Stalin Valhosona while he and others were searching for a creature spotted in the remote areas of northern Mexico. In an interview, Osono told Vargas that he had several testimonies from people all over the borderlands of gigantic flying humanoids that have striking similarities to the Mothman. Stories of Mothman-type creature in Mexico apparently date back several decades. Sightings of Mothman creatures like the one described in West Virginia have been occurring in the northern part of the country for quite some time. Some stories of Mexican Mothman, also known in Spanish as El Hombre Polilla, have been carried by the mainstream Mexican media. On January 8, 2017, ABC Radio at Mexicali, Baja California, La Voz de la Frontera, or the Voice of the Borderlands, interviewed Ernesto Capa, who had several encounters with the Mexican Mothman dating back over 20 years. When he was a boy living in the Colonia Rizaba neighborhood, Campa saw a large winged creature fly over him at night and land a short distance from him. The being was about 2 meters or 6.5 feet tall, with very long legs and a wingspan of about 13 feet across or 4 meters. It was covered with dark gray or black fur, not feathers. Very muscular, also slender, and had red eyes. The young Ernesto Capa could tell from the anatomy of the creature that it was male. He saw the same Mothman type creature many years later in Santa Barbara neighborhood of Mezcali, just north of his boyhood home. The creature appeared very late at night, but only the gas station and pharmacy were open, and there were very few people out and about. Campa and 8 other witnesses saw the flying humanoid pass over their area and then land upright near neighborhood primary school. Description was the same: dark fur, red eyes, tall, athletic body, and a massive wingspan. Another encounter found in local press happened in the Pacific coastal city of Insunda in the Mexican state of Baja California in the spring of 2016. Yesenia Bustos Brown was working late at a bar and was closing for the night. She heard a rustling or flapping sound and looked out the window to see a large winged figure standing on top of a small shed located behind the bar. The creature had glowing red eyes, looked squarely at her before it spread its wings and flew away off in the direction of the desert. To an interviewer, Yesenia said, "At first, I thought it was a very large bird, like a pelican, but it was too big and looked too human. It had dark brown or gray fur covering its whole body. It had gigantic wings, about 4 meters across. It had legs and feet like a human. Had hair all over its face, but it had a bald head forehead. I was alone at the bar and no one else saw it. This was not a bird. I thought it was the devil." Yesenia called her mother the next day to tell her of her encounter. Yesenia's mom told her that when she was a little girl living on a small ranch in the state of Sonora, that a similar creature was reported there and even allegedly attacked a young local girl. Her mother recalled that this happened either in the 1960s or 1970s in the northwest corner of the state. Paranormal investigator Stalin Valle-Osuna had tracked the Mexican Mothman for the past few years and said the incidente experience showed that it is not uncommon for a creature to attack children or to carry away dogs or small livestock like baby sheep. Many signs of this being occur in rural areas and are connected to missing livestock, the investigator claimed. Valle presented the taped testimony of two more witnesses. Two men known as Alejandro and Javier, who worked as a ranch hands at a place called Cerro La Mesa, just outside of Tijuana, near the Mexican border of the United States. The two ranch hands described the creature as being 3 to 4 meters tall and having the body of a human, but covered in fur, with the mane of a lion. When the creature landed, it crouched on the ground and moved like a crab from side to side. Nothing seemed to bother it, even though it made eye contact with Alejandro and Javier. The creature was not afraid of the presence of humans. The two spoke to the local police, and the police artist drew a small sketch of what the two saw on a piece of yellow lined notebook paper. Its head looked more like a bat's, but the human's body and large feet. In Osuna's compilations of various Mothman signs, claims that this is not uncommon for witnesses to dream about the creature before seeing it in real life. Before seeing it? Oh, that was crazy. According to several researchers, the Hondo of San Lorenzo near the town of San Pedro in the state of Coahuila have been plagued by Mothman sightings for at least two generations. The locals believe that the families of these creatures live in the remote desert hills nearby. According to San Lorenzo resident Sino Belenzuela, she described the creature as a species that is 1.8 meters, 5 feet, 10 inches tall, with set of feathers as fur. Its face is semi-human, and at the moment you see it, it paralyzes you. It has consciousness. It has some mental power that makes you feel what it wants you to feel. It is interesting to note that Señor Vesta's first encounter with the Mexican version of the Mothman occurred at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in the broad daylight, and she was not the only witness. In one encounter, according to Valenzuela, someone shot at the creature while it was flying away, but missed. To date, nobody of the Mexican Mothman has ever been recovered. Usually, no fur or other physical evidence has been left behind by the creature for scientists to study. All that exists are eyewitness testimonies, some blurry photographs, and a sound recorded by one paranormal investigator, which may or may not have been come from this mysterious flying humanoid. Could this Mothman and approach the man bat be the same cryptid? Could they be variations in the same unknown, previously undescribed species? Perhaps time will tell. The Wailing Woman. Crying for all eternity seems a heavy price to pay, but this is said to be the fate of the Wailing Woman. Story goes that many years ago, a Spanish soldier buried a young woman of indigenous descent. The couple lived happily and had two children. Problems started when, bowing to pressure from his wealthy family, the soldier left his beloved wife and married a Spanish woman from the Hidalgo class. Such was the fury of the abandoned wife that she drowned her two children in a nearby river and escaped to the forest, where she later killed herself. It's said that such was the enormity of her crime that her spirit still roams Mexico, searching for her dead children. If you hear a wailing sound when in Mexico, it might not be the wind in the trees. It might be the Wailing Woman. Mexican Giants. In March of 2015, the internet was abuzz with a strange photo that popped up on social media and paranormal fringe sites. It showed what appeared to be at least two gigantic human skulls that had been exposed by heavy rains in a remote forested region. The photo was allegedly taken in a small village in the Sierra de Talapa in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas. By the size of the people standing next to it and on top of the skulls, one can assume that the skulls belong to humans that stood almost 20 feet tall. After hundreds of thousands of clicks, likes, and shares, the hive mind of the internet came through to solve the mystery of the picture. In October 2008, the website Worth1000.com had a contest for graphic artists to come up with the most convincing depictions of absurd or anomalous archaeological finds. An image that made its top 10 was the image of a rural Mexican marveling at the newly undiscovered skulls of giants. The image was attributed to an online graphic artist who calls himself Year of the Dragon, a self-describing single father raising his daughter alone, lives off of illustration gigs solicited online. While some online French researchers were fooled by Year of the Dragon's intriguing work, others were quick to point out that there are ample amounts of first-hand accounts, even some physical evidence that Mexico once might have been inhabited by a race of giants in the not-so-distant past. When the Spanish first explored and conquered Mexico, they heard of a mythical race of giants wherever they went. From the Baja Peninsula, northwest part of the country, to the Maya areas of southern and eastern Mexico. Some researchers have even uncovered what they considered tangible proof that some conquistadors came into contact with actual giants based on diary entries and early writings of the first people who made contact with living and breathing pre-Hispanic civilizations. The people of central Mexico at the time of Spanish contact, giants featured so prominently in their belief system that even named their capital city of Tenochtitlan after a man named Tenoch, who belonged to an entire ancient race of giants called the Quinamitzin. In recent research literature, the notable word Quinamitzin have been translated to mean the old ones. Closer look at the etymology of the word, we find that Quinamitzin also directly translates to giant people. In the beginning of the Aztec fifth sun, or the epoch of time, which we currently live, there were four giants who held up the sky. As briefly mentioned before, giants were often used by ancient Mexicans to explore colossal ruins. They had unknown builders. According to Aztecs, the Toltecs had help from giants in building their capital city of Tula, ancient central Mexican city of Teotihuacan, which is the large pyramids and broad avenues had giants as initial builders. Finally, the Great Pyramid of Cholula, the largest pyramid in the world, was said to have been built by Xelua, a 20-foot-tall member of the Wissamitsin tribe. Xelua was also credited with founding seven cities in central Mexico in the times before the coming of the Aztecs. Many researchers of giants point to actual modern post-conquest historical references to races of larger humanoids and claim that the Spanish encountered the remnants of tribes of giants throughout Mexico. Citing writings from the 16th century, one often used reference to his giants comes from a book written by an Italian count called Cadiz, which was a history of New Spain commissioned by Charles V and published in the 1520s. Another story of remains of giants being found in Mexico comes from a Spanish source from the late 16th century. A book titled A Natural and Moral History of the Indies by Jose de Costa. Acosta writes, "When I was in Mexico in the year of our Lord, 1586, they found one of those giants buried in one of our farms, which we call Jesus del Monte, of whom they brought a tooth to be seen, without augmenting, was as big as the fist of a man. According to this, all the rest was proportionate, which I saw and admired at its deformed greatness." The true story of the conquest of New Spain by Bernal Diaz, written around 1570, is one of the most read books on the topic of the Spanish conquest of Mexico. Early colonial life in New Spain. It also has a passage referring to giants in chapter 78, in which conquistador Hernan Cortes speaks with the local kings about the history of their kingdoms. Those researchers who proposed that there were giants roaming the earth in prehistoric times cited these early Spanish accounts of remains as proof positive of a lost race of ancient humanoids. Others claim that these are stories that gigantic bones may not have been likely been the remains of large megafauna such as giant sloths or mastodons. In spite of the stories of giant bones being found by the Spanish, we have no intact giant human skeletons, or even parts of giant human skeletons from the time period to study. As with many unproven topics from Bigfoot to the Loch Ness Monster, scientists have a simple question: where are the remains for them to study? Researchers encountered that there have been a long history of government and academic suppression of evidence of giants, beginning with number one villain in the cover-up story that stretches across the borders and into Mexico, the Smithsonian Institute, located in Austin, D.C. When it comes to the topic of Mexican giants, while interesting and somewhat romantic, very little evidence exists that an actual race of giants walk the mountains and jungles of Mexico. The medical condition commonly referred to as gigantism existed in ancient Mexico, as it does today throughout the world. This condition is rare and only occurs in less than 1% of the population. A mythical or magical race of giants inhabiting ancient Mexico is something altogether different. While there may be truth to ancient legends, Mexican giants may be proving to be a bit more elusive than some researchers want them to be. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Cozy Cryptid. Hope you enjoyed it and tell your friends about it and talk about it and let me know what you think on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, wherever. Look, and thank you for my writers, researchers. Thank you for Matt Hurry at MattHurry77 on Instagram for being great on social media. And thank you for Matt for helping me out with the music. So you know that I am doing a giveaway on my Twitch channel at twitch.tv/G1Tanner. First 50 followers will be entered into a giveaway for a free purse, free piece of merch, cozycryptid.com. By the way, go to cozycryptid.com. You'll find everything you need to know. If you have some questions, any stories you want to submit, get some t-shirt or hoodie or whatever. Support the show. Thank you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.